الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تعالى: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. أبو الشيخ رحمة الله عليه advised us, told us that we should always mention a sunnah. But few pertinent points that have come, mashallah, from the various ash'ar and the talks. One was that before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the name Muhammad, nobody kept it. Nobody in the world net was kept. But after that, the most name in the world is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the kamal of Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And throughout the world presently, people who work on the statistics, where we register names when a baby is born. It can be UK, it can be Europe, it can be America, it can be our Islamic country. The most name that is recorded is Muhammad. And it's so much so that in Baghdad, there are qabristans exclusive in those days, where only those people are buried in that qabristan whose name is Muhammad, his father's name is Muhammad, his grandfather's name is Muhammad. That qabristan is exclusive only for those people. Then there are other qabristans where only the name Muhammad, father's name Muhammad, or only Muhammad. So much the name Muhammad. And Allahu Akbar, it comes in riwayat. Allah Ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, on the day of Qiyamah. And whoever's name is Muhammad will stand up. Allah was referring to his beloved Nabi Muhammad. Allah will say, in his sadqa, all of you go also. So what a Nabi, Allah may let us make qadar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah al-Khair, A'la maratabahu, Allah Hazrat explained that the meme which came in the Ash'ar, you cannot pronounce the meme without your lips meeting. And then Hazrat, in his beautiful, unique way, should say, if there is a Qari, who is a very proficient Qari, let him pronounce meme, ma, ma. But let his lips not meet. Qaris are proficient in how they make ada and they read. So nobody can ever. And the meeting of the lips is a sign of great love. If you want to kiss, try and kiss without your lips meeting. You love your grandchild, you love your children, you kiss them, you love your wife, you kiss her, the kiss and the lips have to meet. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very meme is a sign of love. Great love and rahmatul lil alameen. That when Allah sent Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, as was explained also, as a mercy, rahmat for every realm, for every world, for everyone, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was a mercy. So this is our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand who our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is. Also, we have to be careful that ulama have written, Allah reward the ulama, what the mutala'ah, how much they have studied. that to speak of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam only in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, or some went even further, more caution they took to speak of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, is not empty, is not away from fitna. In which way? They explained that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was born, then for up to 300 years, his birthday was not celebrated. He wasn't mentioned also. They lived his lifestyle. Those who were the true Christians, they lived in the mission of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. After that, people started celebrating the birthday of Nabi alayhi salatu, of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they say that there were many people that time who opposed those people. Like today people do wrong, and there are people also, the ulama also, no, this is wrong, this is bid'ah, this you must not do. So there were many people who opposed them also. But as time went on, today birthday parties, we are learning from the Christians to make birthday parties. Whereas there was no birthday of anyone, not of Isa alayhi salam, of no one. But today many of us, it's a major thing. And it is such a wrong thing. But what is in there? Why are we making a big hue and cry about it? We just now are making happy. The child is now 8 years. The child is 10 years. The grandfather is 80 years. We're just having some little making a... But it is a very serious thing. Even in Christianity of that time. And in our deen. Then they explained the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. All the Sahaba, Isman and Musa also explained how many Sahaba, nobody ever celebrated the birthday of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like this in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal to talk about it also, then there are those ulama, Allah reward them, who stop us from even in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal to have seerat, jalsas, etc. All this, because this, if you look further than what it leads to, that is very, very important. We perhaps, we can't see our nose also. But those are the ulama who see much further than what it leads to eventually. And the Christians went to this extent then, they made Isa al-Islam the son of God, na'uzu billah. They made him God himself, na'uzu billah. Part of God they made him. So we have to be very careful. And in us, those people who have chosen that line, they also have made Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that he's Nur, min Nurillah. In other words, he's not a human being, he's an angel, he's a farishta. Those people are in our midst also, who celebrate, and now in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Allah Akbar, if you go to those countries, that what Jashan, what Eid Miladun Nabi. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, they say it's only two Eids. Now we took out another third Eid of Eid Miladun Nabi. All this type of things, where and where it has reached, Allah protect us. And Allah give us the understanding to follow our deen as it is supposed to be followed. For that we should regularly make dua also. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, show us the truth, the haqq as the truth, that it is the truth. As it is. And that it is the truth. Warzuqna tiba'ah. And give us rosy of following. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what a great arif of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat explained, just before that, when Mashallah Mawlana Qari Yaqub was reading the Ash'ar, the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came quite a bit. And I found myself also not reading Durood Sharif. And we weren't hearing Durood Sharif from anyone. Whereas it should be a natural thing, Durood Sharif should come natural to a mu'min. But we don't hear it. As our ulama explained, that students who come in the Mishkat year, the second last year, the final year, they are those who are the most closest to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they explain why not the study of hadith, that is a very, very, very great thing. But continuously, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqul, qama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everywhere. And it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the tongue. And this is the source and the source and the cause of Allah's rahmat coming down in torrents. durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is by Allah, we can't imagine also. Allah has given that post, and Allah will give greater. My dua, your dua, Allahumma, Rabba habid, utitama, or our dua. What is our dua? But Allah saw the mercy of Nabi alayhi salatu, you make dua. So to say for him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in need of our duas. Allah is not in need of our, Allah is going to give his Nabi that. But because of that, you will be blessed. You will get blessings in this world also, in the akhirat also. And also as we are passing, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that it is my experience, Hazrat Shaykh says, and my conviction also, my experience also, my conviction, and the experience and conviction of my elders also, that any problem, read Durood Sharif in abundance. Salawat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one aspect of his bayanat was, then whenever he would take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Automatically he brings everyone to read Durood also. There was an alim who gave a bayan, and when he read Durood, he told the people to read Durood, all read on that Allah made his maghfirat and everyone's maghfirat. Durood Sharif is not a small thing, a very, very great thing which Allah has blessed, free of charge. But we today, we can't move our lips also. It's not going to cost us anything. And our sincerity perhaps has grown so much that that we read in our hearts. Which Muslim is there who will not read Durood Sharif? But we do it sincerely. We read it in our hearts. But if we eat also so sincerely that we don't open our lips when we eat, then mashallah, that will be a real sincere Muslim. All the biryani and the roast and all the things, that we don't open our lips. And on that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully. He says, if a plane load of Hujjaj, Hajis, coming down, landing at O.R. Tambo on Saudi Airlines, and the captain also Muslim, the pilot and all Muslims, they just made Hajj. Then they explained, the captain explained, see, we're going to be landing in 5 minutes time, 10, 15 minutes time. But, and we have got the best wheels than all the other airlines, aeroplanes in the world. So we don't want to show the world that we got the best wheels. So when we land, we're not going to take out the wheels. We leave them in the plane. Everyone will plead that keep that ikhlas of yours when you go back to Haram Sharif. But yeah, make riya. Take out, show that wheels of yours. Otherwise, the whole plane will go up in fire. Many of us, Hazrat explained then, that we keep beard, but we got love of Islam in the heart. We don't want to show the world. We don't have to show I'm a Muslim. And many of us today, they say that in the corporate world, in the Western world, in the any other way, that you don't have to show your Islam. Islam, keep it in your heart. That's a matter between you and Allah. So they have got so much of ikhlas in that field. But our deen teaches us that our Islam, our identity, we must make it known. So Allah tabarak ta'ala give us tawfiq that our Islam and what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that it comes into our lives. Allah ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam as a complete embodiment of mercy lil alameen for all the realms. At the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, we all know, some a bit more, some a bit less, those who know the details, that what evil environment was existing, not only in Saudi, in the whole world. There was, the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, historians write roughly about 600 years had passed. When no Nabi came, the reformers also came and went, and there was no, when in fact Salman al-Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted the truth, he was seeking the truth. One rabbi, a priest told him, now there is nobody in the world to guide you to righteousness. If you want righteousness, go to Yathrib, the old name of Medina Sharif. The Nabi of the final time will come there, then you follow him. Otherwise, there is no one who is on the truth now. So when that the conditions existed, then we can imagine. But when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came, how he changed the condition. And that was the time when people had in their mind, and their mindset was that we are on the right. They were all on the wrong. So therefore this dua, O Allah, show us the truth as the truth and give us the rosy to go follow it, which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, we were at that point, that why did Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam use the word warzuqna, wawafiqna, that give us the tawfiq of following the truth, warzuqna. He says in another hadith, a person won't die until his rosy is complete. In fact, Malakul Maut tells the person, I haven't done any zulam on you. You have completed your last drop of water. You have completed your last grain of rice. All your food, now it's your time to go. You have completed it. So this also, warzuqna, O Allah, give us that tawfiq of ittiba, that the last bit of it we get. That following the haq, that not one bit is left out. And O Allah, show us the evil and the wrong is wrong. وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, and give us the rosy, that totally our lives become 100% the right things in our life, and 100% the wrong things go out of our lives. What a dua of Nabi Ali Sadatu. Who is our Nabi Ali? Nobody in the world could have taught us this. What connection with Allah? What every dua is a dalil, a proof of the nabuwat, and a miracle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's nabuwat. So, and we should make this dua, today is the time, we also, many wrong things we see as right. Then how can a person ever follow the right when he's seeing the wrong as right? As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a time will come when people will see the wrong as right, and the right as wrong. So make this dua for us, for our families, our progeny, for the Muslims of the world. And another very valuable dua, Allahumma ya muqallib al qulub, sabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, the changer of hearts. Hearts can just change. It comes in the hadith. In the morning, a person will be a mu'min. By the night, he will be a disbeliever. At night, he's a believer. By the morning. So all these things, we don't know when our hearts can change. And there are those ulama, jazahumullah khair, who told all their followers that you don't follow me, you follow the correct teachings. If you see that I have also changed, leave me aside. And you follow the truth. Because today is a time like that. Fitnas are so much. So the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also, there were fitnas. How were they overcome? We have to follow that same way. One person, one man, Hazrat Abu Bakr accepted Islam. One lady, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. One child, Hazrat Ali radiallahu, and this just grew. And in that way of giving this da'wah, and then finally came with the difficulties and the hardships which were also explained in the life in Makkah Sharif. It wasn't an easy life. So much so that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had to leave Makkah, had to make hijrat and go to Madinatul Munawwara. And this hijrat is also filled with lessons for us. Allah, let us take those lessons and live our lives accordingly. And then in Medina Sharif again, it wasn't a bed of roses. There were the Jews who were the enemies, who just were totally opposed to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. There were the Munafiqeen who were even worse perhaps than your enemies, who showed themselves to be your friends, but they were the ones who stabbed you in the back. They are the ones who cut your legs, and they were abundantly. And they were like so pious Muslims. And what and what? And they should take qasams that we swear by Allah, we take qasam, innaka la rasulullah, that you are the Rasul of Allah. All that. And then the alliance from outside all got together to crush Islam for once and for all. Through all this, what and what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went through. So today also, if there are conditions, we mustn't be overwhelmed with them. All we have to do is follow the truth as far as we can. We follow that truth. And we, everyone, Allah has put it in his heart what the truth is, what the right is. We must follow that. Today, in our homes, like for example, birthday parties, dressing like non-Muslims, functions and occasions, and at this time of the year now, when the Diwali, and then the Halloween, and then the Guy Fawkes now, and then the Christmas, and then the Easter, all the matric parties and the matric balls, and in the corporate world, parties are not just stopping. Everything carrying on. All are giving parties. All are raising funds. All are doing all the things, having street parties, having all what and what things are happening. So with all this, we are also faced with these challenges. So what we have to do, we have that conviction, make these du'as also for ourselves, for our children also, and we work also towards it with du'a, dawa also. We make the effort also, but don't forget our du'as also. Many times we only make the effort, we don't make any du'as. And only du'as and no effort? No, we have to do both. So all these fitnas which are there now, and people are just being swallowed into these fitnas. Good people. And then we try and justify it also in different ways. And also said, the catch words that are used when they advertise, you have a program, you make it known, no problem, that we're having this program, legitimate, proper program. But the catch words that are used there, they are also filled with darkness and with evil. That come and be dressed like a witch and come. And now for a Muslim organization, whatever level, to invite the Muslim woman, ladies, that you must dress like a witch. You must dress like a gangster and you come. Eh? And when we have some plays also, and somebody dressing like a gangster, somebody dressing like a witch, etc., somebody dressing in all this like shaitan, somebody dressing and acting like shaitan, and these things we might say, what, it's just a play. And the moral, look at the moral which is behind it. But if somebody tells us that just this one drop of poison you have, just one drop, nothing, or just one drug, just experiment with it. We know that leads to total destruction. You are what you wear. You are what you eat. You are what your friends are. What your company is. Whether it's a little bit or whether it's a big amount. Today our children, we, our women folk, we are exposed to so many things. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we learn to correct ourselves and remain on our social gatherings. Whether it is a wedding, even our funerals today. In some places, the whole funeral is like the Christian people's funeral. Everything, people have no knowledge of how janaza namaz is supposed to be made. Or picking up the hands, the du'as are far, far away. That there are four takbirat in janaza namaz, no idea about that whatsoever. So if we are not careful now, we will also lead to that. Where it is, like the Christians, they started with simple birthday parties. And whose birthday party? Isa, alayhi salam. And are you an enemy? If one Christian tells another Christian, you are an enemy of Isa, alayhi salam. We are celebrating, we are honoring him. You are stopping us from honoring him. You are stopping us from celebrating his party. But what happens today, we see that all that Isa alayhi salam is the God, Son of God, is God himself, etc. So we have to be very careful of all these matters. Presently now, in one country where they also started with this interfaith, all the interfaith meetings, etc. Like that also justified it, that we will give da'wah to them, with the opportunity that they can come to know what Islam is. They don't know, they haven't got the right idea. When we will meet, we will give them the proper da'wah. But over the years it has led to where open kufr Muslims are making. In the masjid they are making open kufr, where they also accept and admit and say that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Son of God, or whatever, all those wrong things. So our protection is in the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who will stick to sunnah, he won't be affected in any way. And so Allah give us tawfiq to understand the sunnah. So ulama, Allah reward them, have explained great rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and nobody can ever fulfill the rights of Nabi. But just briefly, a few of the important ones that they mentioned. The first iman of which makes our iman justifiable, acceptable by Allah, is iman bi rasul. Though in sequence, la ilaha illallah comes first, and that is the most important. But nobody can reach la ilaha illallah without Muhammadur Rasulullah. The proper ma'rifat of Allah, with our brains we can't reach there. And nobody can reach there to know who Allah is. Just to accept Allah according to my thinking, that is not Allah. Deen, this is a very important point which ulama have explained, that deen is not what I think. Deen is jami'u ma ja'a bihi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All that what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that is deen. And all that I believe in, but I believe in it because it makes sense to me. That's why I accept it. That iman is rejected by Allah. You have to believe in it because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. On that basis, that whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I believe, whether it makes sense or not. That when they told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, can you ever believe that a person claims to may have made Mi'raj, gone, and all the details of Mi'raj, and in such a short space of time? Impossible. Your friend says that, 100% I accept it. So the minute it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whether it makes sense to me, it doesn't make sense, I accept it wholeheartedly. And if I accept the whole of deen as deen is, but because it makes sense to me, because so and so say, that is deen, we have to accept it because it is the word and the teaching of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. So iman bi rasul. And iman bi rasul is also that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, he is the last and the final Nabi. Today the Qadianis work in various ways, and they use also a lot of flowery language, that we don't mean this, we mean this, that he is a Nabi, just like this, yeah, not really that he is the that we believe in Qadiani as a Nabi, all funny, but we finish. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if anyone claims to be a Nabi today, and somebody asks him, what is your proof? You lose your iman. Our iman on khatm nabuwat must be so much that there is no question about it. That if a person claims that he is a Nabi, we have absolutely nothing to do with him. We shun him totally. There is no question that we even entertain to even ask him, what is your proof? We finish, our belief is like that. Aminu kama amana nas. Believe as the people, the Sahaba believed, radiallahu anhu. Today we say we must believe like the common folk. How these people, ordinary people, how they are believing, they can't think for themselves, they just feel it. The same thing was said to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, that the people who are following you just arzalun nas, all simple low class people, but they were the people who had the true iman. And our sophistication and our great modernization and our great technology, and we base everything on there, that has got no value by Allah. That a person believes on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also in that the role model, the model that Nabi Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة, that the most perfect example is the example of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is what we will keep in mind. I have my weaknesses, I admit my faults. But that is the ideal. That is the right thing. And that is where we have to get to. And then if I'm weak, or my environment has overpowered me, غفرانك. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك. Make me mark, but I don't justify myself. And I don't say today Islam is not practical. And today we just have to live how the people live. How the world is going, we go. Then there will be no Islam left. Eventually, not even the name of Islam will be left. At the beginning, the name of Islam will be there, but eventually the name of Islam also will not be there. So we have to follow and keep this in our mind. And as we try our best, where we can't, we ask for forgiveness. And that guilt is in us, that we could not meet the ideal. We could not meet the criteria. Ideal is very high. We couldn't even meet the criteria. So iman bi rasul. Second thing, with regard to the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, muhabbat rasul. The love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And muhabbat also starts with a meme. And you can't pronounce the meme without your lips meeting. So that muhabbat, which is a sign of the kiss also the lips have to meet. Like that also for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest love. Love, more love than our own selves also. More love than our children, our family, than anything. The greatest love that must be in our hearts must be the love of Nabi alayhi salatu. And following from there, the sunnats of Rasul. Every sunnat. The love of the sunnat. If I'm not practicing on it, it's my weakness. It is my wrong. But the love of every sunnat, to cherish and love every sunnat. And then to have the knowledge of every sunnat also. then to practice it, and then to propagate it also. The sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam must be the greatest. Today, how many of us, other things are very far, but just that, durood is not on our tongues also. For example also, we all will love, and there are many ulama and many pious people who have that amount of knowledge. That before eating, we all know what is the sunnah, we must wash our hands. How many of us really wash our hands? We consider, think about it. Say Bismillah. How many of us really say Bismillah? After eating, just to read the dua, Alhamdulillah, illadhi at'amana, we'll find we are failing very, very greatly. So the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu, what love of Rasul sallallahu, and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be what azmat, what respect and honor. Like for example, you love your child, when you speak any way to your child, you love your wife, and sometimes you speak very wildly, loosely also, but with Rasul sallallahu, that love, you can't do that. And when you go to Rauza Mubarak, don't think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love him, he's like my friend, I can speak. We find the great, great buzurgs, what precaution they took when they were standing in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tears and tears flowed from their eyes, that in front of whom and what love they had. And they didn't have the courage to go near the jali, the iron gates which are there. They couldn't go near there. What all their love, this azmat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of respect, and the greatest of respect for every sunnat also. Somebody else is practicing the sunnat, admiring. Envy that person, mashallah, he is doing, I can't do it. I am weak. Don't find fault. I can't keep a beard, somebody else, don't find fault in that beard. Somebody else is wearing amama, I can't wear amama, don't find fault with the amama. It is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, azmat also, and muhabbat, and azmat also. And then, very, very, very important is itaat-e Rasul. So that we have the love, but we are not following in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow as best as we can. And if we make this our hallmark, that I have to follow, see, check ourselves, how many sunnahs am I practicing? Which other sunnah can I bring into my life continuously on a weekly, monthly basis, even perhaps yearly basis, but at least one sunnah. And for that, which our elders advise, keep a kitab of the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Shaykh's very beautiful, simple, pocket-sized kitab, Piyari Nabi Ki Piyari Sunnati, the beloved sunnahs, or the beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read it regularly. Just the reading of it will bring Allah's rahmat down. So to follow in the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, itaat. Then zikre Rasul, to remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not in the month of Rabiul Awwal only. And not only in any part of the year. But one thing, if Allah give me also tawfiq, all of us, if we can have a kitab of seerat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many kitabs and so beautiful. And here also very important, consult with our ulama. And find out whether the kitab I'm reading, it is authentic or not. Who is the author of the kitab? So to read a kitab on the seerat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give me tawfiq, give us. And just read perhaps a quarter page, 5-6 lines, one paragraph. And see the difference without any doubt. And the other is salawat ala nabi. To read durood sharif. On a daily basis, think, am I reading even one durood a day? And then I must try and bring myself, a person who reads one durood, Allah sends 10 mercies on that person. And as the details come, what and what. And a person who sends 10 times durood, Allah sends 100 duroods on that person. And a person who reads 100 duroods, and especially on the day of Jumu'ah, the rewards are so, so great. But I have to ask myself, that how many duroods am I reading? So the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the fikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fikr wasn't to make his 1,000 rand a 1,000,000 rand. His fikr wasn't to make one shop into a chain stores and have many, many shops. His fikr was not anything of this dunya, but his fikr was the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Continuously, day by day, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. And by night, Ya ayyuhal muzammil. His figure was just the deen, that how the deen can flourish and how the deen can go. And not only that, my deen must come in the world, but how every person can get saved from the eternal tortures and azab of Jahannam. If we have some idea of that Jahannam, and our sleep will go away. But today, we just enjoy our sleep. Our food, we won't enjoy food at all. If we have, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you knew what I know, you would hardly laugh. And you would just be crying all the time. So what is the condition? People whose parents passed away, who accepted Islam, but their parents died, passed away in kufr. Ask them their condition, what concern, when they sit to eat, what concern they have got. That my father, my mother, what is her condition there? And every person alone in his qabr. And we also, nobody has got guarantee of iman. So we have to have a lot of fikr for this iman, that Allah take us with this iman. So that fear, that fikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one other thing also, ziyarat-e Rasul. To go and visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were those people, and still till today, there are those who will send somebody. They can't go for whatever reason, valid reason. They, like we make Hajj Badr. They send somebody to go and just convey my salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also should take out time as it is suitable to go and read. And wherever we are reading Durood Sharif, make this muraqabah that I'm sitting near the Rawza-e Mubarak. And with adab and respect, let us read our Durood. Otherwise, while we are traveling, walking, keep on reading. But at least some Durood with this, with that we sit and with this great respect. May Allah give us the tawfiq to realize who our great Nabi is. And ulama have written, the ulama who sees the system of Allah, how it works. One major cause for all these difficulties which are coming on the ummah, when we join too much with the kuffar. We become like friends with them. We start dressing like them. And we share things with them. We wish them well on their occasions. They wish us well on our occasions. We are sending food to them on their occasions. They are sending food to us. Our dressing changes. Our meeting and schools is the ideal place for all this which way it's happening. Universities, the workplaces where we are working with non-Muslims, integrating so much with them. Sharia has permitted. We can mix with the non-Muslims. We can associate, but to the extent that it is necessary. Not one bit of their respect, honor must be in the heart. And just how much it for business purposes, for other work, we have to go to doctors, for example, whatever it might, just to the extent of it being necessary, not more than that. But today, they are more dearer to us than our deen, than our parents. Today, the situation is common. A boy wants to marry a girl. Girl wants to marry a boy. Whether he's a Muslim or he's not a Muslim. Whether he's going to revert, he's not going to revert. But I just love him and finish. And we go in their direction. How many cases? Our children then, which are born, they are going to the temples and they are going to the churches and that. So this is a thing that we have to consider very greatly. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Let us understand who we are, where we are, where we are going, where we come from, and where we are going to. And the akhirat, the qabr, when one person is lowered in the grave, at that time it's not to make jokes and talk. He's going with his amal. Whatever his amal were, they are going with. And then his clothes there completely, sand is thrown over him. There is no escape from there. It's we and our amal. And the amal are going to change now into their real forms. Either into beautiful noor, rose garden, wonderful conditions. Or may Allah save us into terrible conditions where a person is all alone. Nobody to help him there. And we are all going in that direction. We just have to make dua and the effort that Allah Ta'ala be with us. Allah, if we are right, Allah will be with us in the qabr. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.